AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Biden administration is scrambling to tamp down the fallout from the classified documents found at his Delaware home. The president's personal attorney says the Justice Department located six additional documents bearing classified markings Friday. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The fact that the White House refuses to get ahead of these announcements and says it's cooperating with the Justice Department means that details like this are leaking out piecemeal or being confirmed by the president's attorney and the White House special counsel. Also notable that while it doesn't appear a search warrant was issued, the president's personal attorneys and representatives from the special counsel's office were on scene on Friday throughout the entire investigation of the home.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos was asked about his sketchy background when flying home to New York City this weekend. He said his mother escaped the South Tower on 9/11, but a researcher obtained immigration records that showed he was in Brazil at the time. As for photos and videos emerging this week of him dressed in drag in Brazil.
It's not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
He also lied about graduating from college, about being a college volleyball star, lied about the places he worked, and about his heritage. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain plans to leave his post in the coming weeks. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Klain has been a top advisor to President Biden for decades, first in the Senate, then during his vice presidency, and now as president. A number of names have surfaced as possible replacements for Klain, including former White House COVID czar Jeff Zients and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Jen O'Malley Dillon.
Klain is expected to step down after President Biden's State of the Union address, which is set to be delivered February 7th. More NFL divisional playoff games playing Sunday.
Buffalo hosts Cincinnati in the AFC. The teams last saw each other in the canceled DeMar Hamlin game. CBS's Phil Sims says the Bengals quarterback will face pressure.
Joe Burrow missing three offensive linemen in his starting unit. That's a big concern for me. Buffalo, their pass rush, no Von Miller, but this maybe gives them a chance.
Inside the NFL, analyst Julian Edelman expects San Francisco to top Dallas in the NFC game.
You know, best run defense in the league. That's going to make the Dallas Cowboys one-dimensional. The 49ers defense has a historic defense right now.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles won their playoff games Saturday. Actor Jeremy Renner is now saying just how badly he was injured New Year's Day from a snowplow. On social media, he says he broke more than 30 bones in the accident. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
In Maryland, a small church cemetery hidden to history by years of neglect has been revealed. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Behind the Sacred Heart Chapel in Bowie, Maryland, a long-forgotten cemetery. In the 1700s, the Jesuits founded a church here and a plantation that kept people enslaved, including Kevin Porter's ancestors.
This is where they lived. This is where they came to commune after laboring all day.
As the Catholic Church acknowledges this horror of its past, its archdiocese in Washington recently brought in an anthropologist to map and document possible grave sites in an overgrown area next to an existing cemetery. As volunteers, including church members and some 7th and 8th generation descendants, swept, raked, and blew away years of debris, they saw centuries-old stones, grave markers, and indications of burials.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
I never write reviews, but Navaj is so amazing, I had to leave one. Nothing's ever cleared out my sinuses as well. I'm blown away by how Navaj works. That's a review from Carrie, and it's one of over 100,000 online testimonials praising Navaj. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navaj Nasal Care, and I've talked about flushing out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, how Navaj's powered suction can help you breathe better, and how your nose is the body's air filter, and Navaj will clean it out. But don't take my word for it. What do people like Chad say, who wrote, Navaj has helped clear out my nasal passages every single night. My wife says my snoring has gone way down. Snorefest be gone, unquote. Navaj is the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million customers to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navaj is available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navaj, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Drains wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Find something bigger than you and me.
Sunny day.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Jason Vargas and the Apollos there, and Suffer Running before that. Double dip of Jason Vargas to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, because they got a show coming up Sunday, January 29th. It's at the Burr Oak. They're playing with Wonderful Buffler and Rotten Mouth. It's at the Burr Oak next Sunday, the 29th. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to get that app on your phone. You can always stream live and get all the archives at civicmedia.us, Rocker. Once again, welcome to those of you listening in Green Bay, your first night with Max Inc. Radio. Can't help, can't wait to give you all the local music. Rocker, of course, we got plenty of show in our dashboard here. What's coming up tonight?
Jimmy, just coming up in a few minutes, Blame It on Kane. They come out here from Milwaukee. Sam and Steve, they're going to be playing a few songs, telling us about their new album. We also have After August members Greg and Bob. They're going to be coming in for the Devil's Lair to premiere some of their new songs and tell us about those. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. till midnight tonight, Jimmy.
Did you see on Facebook the other day, or I guess it was in the news, it was on WNBC here in Madison, that Culver's switched from Coke to Pepsi, right? Something that's just kind of weird and odd, right? Happens all the time in the restaurant industry, right? The reason I bring this up, I when I found this story, I found it interesting that there was like 3,000 comments from people arguing about what is better, Coke or Pepsi.
Aren't they the same?
No, they're not the same. I mean, Coke is a little more adult. Pepsi is a little more sweet, you know?
What's Fanta?
Coke is good for mixing. Pepsi, not so much.
Pepsi's not good for mixing?
I don't think so.
My mom drank vodka and Pepsi for years.
Well, that's just insane. What is she on?
Vodka and Pepsi?
I don't know. I guess cola. It's a cola. You can mix it with Tab, I guess. Right?
Tab. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds painful, Jimmy.
So you're a Pepsi guy, huh?
No, I'm not a Pepsi guy. I like Fanta Orange.
Fanta.
Grape Crush.
Hmm. That's not even cola, man. That's like, that's Kool-Aid. Carbonated Kool-Aid.
Mountain Dew, Jimmy. I guess that's a Pepsi product.
It just blew me away that there was 3,000-4,000 comments on this thread battling about Coke and Pepsi. And they got brutal. It was like attack, attack, attack. It was like the WWE, man.
Wow. And Culver's. Imagine that. A little old Wisconsin Culver's.
As long as the Culver's root beer, we're all good, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got music on the way from Cat and Hurricane. They got a show coming up. We'll tell you all about that. It's actually happening tonight. Sexy Esther in the future. Maggie Shea, she has a show coming up at the Cargo on East Washington Avenue with Joshua Alley on Saturday, January 28th. Maggie Shea's is awesome. You got to check her out. Let's check out one of her songs right now. This is Fog. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Cat from Cat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I hear the And I know.
Sorry that I'm like this. That's Kurt Cat and a Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cat and a Hurricane, they got a show tonight at the Majestic Theater. It's the Cat and a Hurricane presents a queer variety show. There's a lot of cool acts happening. There's like a circus act and some other art happening. All the details is on Facebook on the event page on the Majestic Cat and a Hurricane as well. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker. Terry Barr allegedly is coming by soon. Hopefully she is. She doesn't want to miss After August. That's coming up after 9 o'clock tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy after 10 and Blame It on Kane. They are in studio, sound checked and ready to go. We got some bonus live music for you tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. You know what? We're super excited too for the very new and still growing Civic Media Radio Network of stations. And we're doing something big to celebrate here. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. We're giving away $1 million in advertising here at Civic Media, and this is your chance to work with the Civic Media team to create an advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, there's an application date. It's one day only, Thursday, January 26th. It starts at 9 a.m. You can go to civicmedia.us/million right now to set a reminder, get all the terms and conditions and the rules. It's going to be pretty cool. If you own a local business here in Wisconsin, any or anywhere around the state, it can be tailored to your liking. And if you say Max Inc. Radio told you to do it, we get a lollipop. It's really cool. The $1 million advertising campaign. Get all the details right now at civicmedia.us/million. Civicmedia.us/million.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Six more classified documents have been found at President Biden's Delaware home. So far, nearly 30 documents have been found. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This way, the Department of Justice can take a thorough look around. If they find more documents, fine. But the president doesn't have to worry about whether the next day there might be the discovery of additional classified documents.
A high-ranking official in the Biden administration is preparing to leave his job, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has learned Klain intends to step down sometime after President Biden delivers his State of the Union address on February 7th. Klain has begun informing top Biden aides of his plan to depart.
After arriving in New York, reporters grilled Congressman George Santos about the claims he made about his life that have been discredited.
Look, guys, I wish you guys well. I'm going to go in an elevator, and I'm going to go to my car, and I'm going to go home.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it. We almost did it. We're almost got to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally owned restaurant, tavern. They have brewery there. They make their own beer and it's really good. They have great food too. Get all the details at FullMileBeerCompany.com, FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by TheSpaceship.TV. See a show, the check listings, get tickets. TheSpaceship.TV is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to streaming music on the internet. It's pretty cool. TheSpaceship.TV, TheSpaceship.TV.
Jimmy, our next guest are rock and rollers. Blame It on Kane. They call Milwaukee home. Recently, the five-piece released their fourth album, Implied Maturity, an acoustic album created during the pandemic and is a departure from their rock and roll roots. Here in the studio with us from Milwaukee to play a few songs, tell us about the new album is vocalist Sam Betcher and guitarist Steve Dragonchuk of Blame It on Kane. Steve, Sam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah. thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. You drove all the way from Milwaukee for us, too. We appreciate that.
It's not too far. It's just down the road.
It's
all freeway.
It's all Wisconsin.
It's a matter of perspective, rocker.
Hey, let's go back to the beginning. For our listeners who are not familiar with Blame It on Kane, tell us a little bit about the band.
Oh, man. Well, I had moved up here from St. Louis like 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. Was doing a band that was in St. Louis, kind of missed it. I thought I'll take out an ad in Craigslist or Milwaukee Rocks, whatever the heck it was, and found drummer Rich first, and then right after that found Sam. So it was just kind of the old-fashioned way of doing things. We had a Craigslist ad and just kind of cobbled the band together from there.
That's awesome, and you guys were featured on TV shows like Bitchin' Rides. Tell us about getting your music out to the masses on TV, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're not really not sure how that happened. Other than obviously, you license your music, you put it on in a certain catalog, whatever, and there are producers out there who are always scouring for new stuff, and they picked up a couple of our songs and threw it in as background music to a couple episodes, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool hearing your music just like that.
Do they ask you first, or it just happens and you get paid?
So
we didn't even know. I mean, we kind of had talked about it, like whatever happened with the stuff that we joined BMI, and so I logged in, and there it is. There's some money sitting there in my name from these shows, and I said to Sam, "Did you know this?" Sam had no idea. So now we're rich. I think we made like $20.
Yeah. Congratulations!
You're on your way.
That's right. Right.
Well, guys, let's hear some live music. We're going to hear some live music here from Steve and Sam. Steve, you brought along a guitar, and you guys made an acoustic album, so I thought, why not get a little music here. What's the first song that you're going to play for us tonight?
So the first song we're doing is Blush. Seems to be a lot of people's favorite off the off the new album. This is just kind of a bluesy track, kind of a fun little story just about online dating. And the subtitle is called Blush, the Catfish Blues. So it's all about getting catfished.
All right.
It is not a true story. I must say that.
Okay. Well, let's check it out. Blame It on Kane. Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, I got a new baby and she's fine as hell. She swiped right on my dating profile. She promised to take places I've never been. How'd I get so lucky to reel her in? We haven't met yet, but that's okay, cause she's a short bear. I get so excited at the thought of her. We're gonna be so happy, gonna make a stir.
Blame It on Kane live in the studio. It's not the official Devil's Lair. It's the Devil's Lair light rocker.
It is.
But it's just awesome.
Came out of the blue.
Yeah. We're blaming it on Kane.
We're blaming it on Kane today.
That's fair. You can do that. We'll take it.
Blame It on Kane. It's a rock band bordering hard rock, though very accessible and radio friendly. What made you decide to put out an acoustic album? Is this your Guns N' Roses moment?
our BIOC lies? Our lies album?
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly that crass. No, we got the idea. It was actually how I tell the story anyway. We did an all-acoustic set up in Sturgeon Bay at this show called, what was that called? It was this annual
Songwriters Festival.
Yeah, some Songwriters Festival that I don't think...
For the Steel Bridge.
Steel Bridge. The only stage that they had was an acoustic stage, and we hadn't done an acoustic show at that point in something like 10 years.
We had one acoustic original song in our whole...
Yeah, so we'd stop the show and play just that and then get back to electric. So we thought, well, let's try this out. And we actually started rehearsing, and I thought, well, hey, this acoustic, you know, our old stuff sounds pretty good acoustically. And then once we had that show, if you've been to Steel Bridge before, you know, there's like a group of people that sort of travel as these different shows start up. Mm-hmm. So we were one of the first bands, and we got in there, we started playing, and we were warmly received acoustically. And I thought, well, actually, if we're going to, you know, if we're going to play this and it's going to be this well received, let's see what we can do.
You know, I love it because, you know, if you can have the versatility to play both plugged in electric and the song sound, you know, somewhat the same, but have a unique twist to each way, I think that's important, and it just expands your horizons and shows how versatile you guys are as a band.
I think we also have discovered as we continue in this band over all these years is that we actually like to challenge ourselves a little bit and just kind of step out. Well, what if we do this? Let's try this. And the more we push ourselves, I think we're pleasantly surprised with what comes out.
Well, let's get to the album. It's called Implied Maturity. It's the name of your new acoustic album, and the maturity the album suggests is that of a bottle of booze of the same name. Tell us about this new album.
As far as the title, I mean, we don't take ourselves too seriously, so it's kind of a joke. Like, by going acoustic, we're implying that we're mature.
But we're not.
We're not.
No. Are these songs that are on Implied Maturity, are they from your older albums and they're just redone acoustic, or are these just all new songs for this album specifically?
Yeah, these are all fresh. These are all brand new. As the story goes, our drummer Rich got let go from his job as COVID kicked in, and he had nothing to do but play his acoustic guitar. So we thought, well, this is good timing. So he started, writing songs for us. We got a jump start on it through Rich.
Every week he had like five more songs. Right. Like, what are you doing?
We have to pull this one in and throw these four out and then change this one. So it was a process. We in the past, we've been a band that sort of just, you know, we'll have a rehearsal once a week. We'll record it on our iPhones and we're like, okay, well, that's a song. But this time we took our time with it. We actually demoed these out. And then we went back and we would listen to it 1,000 times and go, okay, well, let's change this. Maybe we change the key here. Let's put a bridge here instead. So it was much more methodical, at least for us.
You know, you all been together for 15 years, which is, yeah. I didn't know that fact at all. And wow, I mean, what keeps you going and what keeps you from not, you know, going crazy in the studio, getting fights and drinking whiskey all night?
You know, especially the three of us who've been, you know, were in the original, it's just we love to write together and we have a great writing style and we just have fun. And
you have that chemistry.
Yeah, we have that, and it's just it's no drama. Like, none of us are interested in any of that. It's just let's write some, play some good catchy songs. And we all come from different kind of backgrounds too, which our sounds all kind of meld into a cool sound that's different.
And April 15th is the anniversary of that. You got anything special planned?
So we're in the midst of planning our anniversary show. We're going to do the whole play the album, you know, front to back for our first album, Rhythm Schism.
Nice.
So that'll be April 15th. Venue is TBD. We're working on that, but we'll have those details.
Rocker's Backyard.
Oh, sure. Hey.
First gig in Madison is Rocker's Backyard. Hey, let's hear another song from Sam and Steve of Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane. Tell us about this next song that you're going to perform for us.
So this song is called Set You Free. This song is it's kind of about the relationship where you get in and just one of you realizes it's you know what, it's just probably best for best if I let you go. Like, maybe they're into you more than you're into them, and you don't want to lead them on. You don't want to, you know. So you just gotta set them free.
Set them free.
So
Blame It on Kane live on Max Inc. Radio.
Could only see the way you look at me. The way I make you feel, you could never do for me. I know how much you love me. Everything is so clear. You deserve more than me. I wish you could see I've got to set you free. I will never be the one. It's nothing that you said or anything that you did. I already know that my feelings won't grow. I know how much you love me. Everything is so clear. You deserve more than me. I wish you could see. I've got to set you free. I will never be the one.
Blame It on Kane, live here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. That was awesome. You really nailed it that last couple of minutes, or last minute of that song.
Thank you. That's a fun song to play live, for sure.
Not bad for no rehearsal.
I can only imagine if that song plugged in, it's probably rocking, right?
It's a one song on the album, of the acoustic album, where we actually have an electric guitar come in and really drive that end home.
I bet. Blame it on Kane here on Max Inc. Radio. We got After August coming up after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are going to come in. They have a brand new CD out. And we're going to track through all the tracks. But Rocker, for our Green Bay people, our brand new listeners in Green Bay, I want to let them know that we ask the important questions when artists come in to visit us here on the Radio Rocker. So, guys, I got to ask you about Russian mail order brides and how these things, and tuna and Russian mail order brides, how do these relate with Blame It on Kane?
Well, okay, that's a good question. I didn't write the words for that one. I don't think Sam did either. It's a previous singer that we pulled off the interwebs when I first got up here. But it actually started, the song that you're talking about is called A Tuna. But it actually started off as Anuta, which was the name of this Russian mail order bride. However, when we printed the CD up, it got transposed. And it just became A Tuna. So, and it actually, as stupid as that is, it actually became like, it's like probably our biggest, most recognized, is something like that, right?
I ended up changing a few of the words, so now it's more of a love song. but the origins of it still very funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I like it when, you know, it's frustrating when like a mistake like that happens, but have a good story come out of it. That's good.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're not done with good stories. Raising Cain once broke up for a time, but ended up getting back together on Craigslist without knowing that you were talking to each other. I mean, let me guess, you all like drinking pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Well, that'd be the cool story. No, I had an amp for sale on Craigslist. And you know, on Craigslist, when you respond to an ad, they scramble the email so you can't tell who's talking to who.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get this email that comes in and it says, hey, I'm really interested in this amp that you have. Can I come check it out? and it was signed Rich, and I didn't think much about it. I didn't think it was Rich Siegert, our drummer, that I hadn't talked to in a few years here. So we just started going back and forth, and then he mentioned, you know, is it cool if I drive down from Hubertus or something like that? I work right now in Franklin. I'm like, wait a minute. I know Rich that lives in Hubertus and works in Franklin. Is this Rich? And it was. It was him. And I said, well,
wow.
I got like bad news and good news for you. The bad news is the amp is gone. The good news is let's get back together and let's, you know, play.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like a true Craigslist misconnection right here.
And then, there you go. And then I get a message from Steve going, hey, I've been talking to Rich and talking about getting a band back together again. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And that was that. And then we played the whole album and then that was that.
And now we've got three albums since.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great story.
That's awesome. A great story.
Let's see here. It's 7:51 right now. So we got about 6 minutes or so before that break, Rocker.
Well, we have one more song tonight that you guys are going to play. Why don't you tell us about that song while Steve's getting his guitar over there?
Well, this is actually the aforementioned Atuna. So this is one we would not usually do acoustic, so this will be exciting.
Yeah,
it's, again, the story about the Russian mail order bride that I just tweaked a few words, and now it's kind of a love song, and it's a fun little ditty.
I love it. Atuna, it's Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio.
Sing this song. I keep thinking thoughts of you are clear. No confusion wants you always near. Will you believe in me? I will believe in you. I feel the same as you do. For here's our life, peace together. Here's our dreams. We'll fly together. We were made to be with each other, and we'll always be.
That is outstanding. Blame It on Kane, live here on Max Inc. Radio. Gentlemen, you were going to come in from Milwaukee just to have a quick 10-minute chat on the air, and we're going to play the Can songs, but look what happened tonight. This is great.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having us.
It's sounding good, I hope, right?
Oh, in my headphones, it sounds great.
Okay, we'll take it.
What's on the calendar for you guys? What's coming up as far as shows and stuff?
Generally, we kind of take the winters off to write. Winter is usually our writing period.
Yeah, and we just added a fifth guy. So we actually became a five-piece for the first time in our history. We had been a four-piece, you know, forever and a day. I think we tried to, I don't know, we tried to get a guy in here every now and then. It just was not, it just didn't work out. And then in the past few months, when we started doing these acoustic shows, they sounded really, really thin live. So our newish bass player, Kev, he actually had a friend join us to sort of fill in the dead spots, when we're playing live. And we love how that sounded, and we really wanted to get back to doing the heavy electric kind of stuff. And then we came across Rob.
Yeah, and then Rob's from another local band called H27, who we kind of were borrowing him from. But the other thing, too, is in the studio in our last two albums, too, working with our producer, he's come in and he's helped us add a lot of depth and other guitar parts to our songs that we can never do live as a four-piece. So it was kind of important to us, like, man, we really need to get another guitar so we can really play these songs, you know, like we recorded them. And it's been cool ever since.
Yeah. Who's your producer?
Eric LaBrosse at Cherry Pit Studios.
Cherry Pit.
Dude is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and he saved me tonight because, you know, we weren't sure if we were playing live or not, and then I got the message from you guys. Yeah, we expect you guys to play a few songs or whatever you said. And so my guitar is actually locked up at Rich's house, the drummer.
Oh, no.
He's using it. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And I ran to Cherry Pit, and Eric is standing right by the door holding an acoustic guitar. He goes, here you go. Go have fun, you know. No, so
he rescued us.
Yeah, Eric has made us. We worked with other producers in the past, and it hasn't really gone very well. And then we met Eric, and Eric pushed us hard. Like,
really?
He did not settle.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.